I want to thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to be here again. And I was thinking that it was 2 years ago this weekend that God just so gloriously baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking about it, and I just wanted to share a little about what had happened. For about 3 years, I was coming up here, and I was seeking the baptism. And I would go home each time, and depressed and discouraged, and not be able to understand what I was doing wrong, and why didn't God love me the way he loved all these people that were here, and why wasn't I being baptized in the Holy Ghost? And so, this just went on and on, and at one point in time, my sister said she was coming up, and I was very excited. My sister's from a Baptist church, and she came up, and the first time she was in this meeting, she got real upset. We went back to the room together, and she just wouldn't talk to me, and just said, "Leave me alone, don't talk to me." And that night she began to read the word, and I was just praying that God would really open up her eyes. And the next day we come into the meeting, and I saw my sister sitting over in the side there, and she had her hands lifted to the Lord, and she was just praising the Lord and singing. And the first thought that came to my mind was, "Oh no, Lord, don't let her get it before me." And then Brother Gordon said, right at that moment, "Don't be jealous of your brother's rise in Christ. Don't be jealous of your brother's rise in Christ." And I knew right then God was speaking to me. And that was one thing that happened. And then the second thing that happened, I had come up here with someone, and this girl came from Switzerland, and she was seeking the baptism, and we would just spend hours talking together about it, and we'd sit in the meetings together, and we'd go back to the room, and we'd look at each other and ask, "Did you get it?" And anyway, one night we were sitting in a meeting, and someone that was sitting right next to us was just really gloriously filled. But at that point in time, I couldn't handle the way God was working in her. She was just yelling and carrying on. This is what I thought. And I sat there and I said, "Well, maybe God will touch me." But then after about a half an hour, I just had to leave. And I just said, "Well, if this is the way it is, I don't want it." And I went back to my room and I could still hear her. And I put the pillow over my head. And you didn't know all these things they do. And then the girl that I was rooming with came back, and I said, "What happened?" And she said, "Well, at the very end," she said, "thank you, Lord, for filling my soul." And that was it. And so I was very curious to find out a little bit about this girl. And I did, and I just wanted to really know more about this baptism. And so anyway, 2 years ago, there's one more part that I had gotten to a point where I was just so discouraged, and I decided I'd go to Sister Caroline and speak to her about it. And so I went to her, and the only thing that she had said to me, I was waiting for her to, tell me what to do. And she said, "Seek the giver and not the gift." Amen. Seek the giver and not the gift. And that was what went through my mind. And I was able to go home with such a peace. And I knew that that's what I was to do, And that was it. I wasn't going to seek this gift anymore, It was just to seek Jesus. And then it was the next time that I had come up, the Labor Day weekend, and I was here with my sister, as a matter of fact, and we went through the weekend, and I was just seeking Jesus, and I was just, really excited, and it didn't matter to me. And And that weekend went by and nothing had happened, but that was fine, you know, because God really did a work in my life. And as my sister and I were coming home, we were driving home in the car, and God just gloriously filled the car. Mm-hmm. And we both began to speak in tongues, and God just gave us such a wonderful baptism. And we just laughed, and all the way home, it was just like it was a 10-minute ride. And it was really wonderful, and I just want to thank the Lord for it. And, you know, just to say that I'm so glad that, you know, I learned this lesson, and that I'll just continue to seek Jesus and not to look for anything else but Him.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the Lord very definitely indicated that this was to be a week of seeking the Lord.
Yes.
I was on Sunday, I believe. So let us seek the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen if we seek the Lord. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Thank you for giving us that testimony. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need.
You need have no doubt but that I am here in this meeting very, very present. I enjoy coming to meetings, and I hope that you do. And I enjoy meeting with my people, and I hope you enjoy meeting with me. And I promise you that if you are open and you really are interested in having me meet with you and to have this meeting to be a real meeting with God, I'll not disappoint you, but I will bless you according to my word, where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst to bless, and so I'll fulfill my promise if you just have a little bit of faith and expectation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It was during the prayer meeting this afternoon at 4:30 that I learned a real simple lesson. And I've been housekeeping for more than a week, but I hadn't realized what the lesson was involved. And every time that a guest leaves, pretty near as soon as possible. We go in and we clean it, and you remove all the dirty cups and make the bed and dust and vacuum, and you make it spotless for the next guest that's going to come in. Make them feel like that room was prepared just for them. And I thought, that's just like the Lord. That's what prayer is all about. Is that at one time we were under a different master. We had Satan. And then we allowed Jesus Christ to come in and asked him to be Lord of our life. And then he went on maybe and baptized us in the Holy Spirit. But he wants to do more. He wants to come in and be the occupant of that room. And that's what prayer is. We're getting our hearts ready. We sit in a meeting like this or in prayer or a service, and we're asking God to clean out our heart, to make the messy bed and to clean everything and dust our hearts and throw out the dirty cups and get our heart clean so that the new occupant can come in, Jesus Christ. He can come in, and we're getting ready, and like we're praying a lot for the weekend meetings coming up. And it's just simply getting ready for this guest that's going to come in and live and abide. We're making ready for the coming of the King. And that's what we do in a prayer meeting, is say, Lord Jesus, you're here. And that's what I come here to meeting for, is to look for Jesus, not for manifestation, not for outward things necessarily. Jesus. When he comes, he'll do those things. He'll do the healing. He'll do the speaking in tongues. He'll do all of the things. I think that's what we're doing, is getting our hearts ready for the coming of the King. He can come tonight, he can come tomorrow night, he can come in the weekend meetings, he can come anytime. We just get ready and make room for the new guest.
Yes.
Come thou, Almighty
King.
Oh, And we just wanted to say we delight to be here. It's our greatest delight.
Amen.
We have come for that reason, oh God, to meet with you. And we
thank
you,
Lord,
that you are all here for us, for each one of us, oh God. And we register our faith and we want you to have your way, oh God, and want to say to you again, we love you. We love you very much. Have your way, dear Lord Jesus.
Have thy way,
Lord, have thy way. It's with all my heart I say, I'll obey it come what may. In all have
I way. I believe we have a quartet. Let us hear it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.